Come with us now, if you dare, down a rickety staircase into a dank, dark basement. What awaits? The Saturday Night Freak Show.
6 more days till Halloween.
Halloween, Halloween. 6 more days till Halloween. Silver Shamrock.
Welcome back, ladies and germs. The Saturday Night Freak Show. Freak Show. This
just
week,
like the movie.
We're all like in the bag because we watched an awesome film. Yeah, and so like past episodes, I'm going to tell you again where you can find us. I know you already have found us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, or some form of podcast repository on the Great Wide Web. Remember that when they used to call it the Wide Web?
The net.
World Wide Web.
Repositories are starting.
GeoCities.
Don't call it repository.
Did they have, could you host
on
files
AOL?
Like on?
No. No, we're not?
No. No, no. We're only on the good places now. Yeah. So, I'm Colin.
Wait, this is Saturday Night Freak Show.
I'm surrounded by, I covered that already.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure.
Did we? Did you?
Yep. That was, well, you guys were talking
this
about.
This is a pretty loose beginning, I gotta say.
So, yeah. I'm Colin.
Guest member, founding member, Tom.
Travis.
Jenny.
Sean.
And every week on the Saturday Night Freak Show, for those of you just joining us tonight, we're sorry, we watch a movie, which is chosen by one of the group here, round robin. It kind of goes around in a circle, and eventually it's going to land on one of us. And tonight it landed on Sean, and Sean picked a movie because of a special significance. I want
to say. And Sean was supposed to pick a certain movie called Rollerblade.
What, the nuns with switchblades? Is that what... Tom was disappointed.
I came here expecting
nuns and
rollerblade. Nuns with switchblades in an post-apocalyptic setting. Hopefully I see that on the Freak Show future.
I think it will be. It's right
Whoopi
up the Freak Show alley.
Whoopi Goldberg, is she in it?
Why does everybody ask that question? Whenever you say nuns on roller skates, everyone says, is Whoopi Goldberg in it?
Because
nuns.
That's the last standard we had of nun movies, is Whoopi Goldberg. Like, what's the other nun movie past
I think this movie would be the new
Satanico,
standard. But-
Satanico Pandemonium.
What did we watch?
Alucarda?
That's a
fucking Robert Rodriguez character.
Rollerblade, which
that's
would
Selma
be
Hayek.
Awesome.
No,
instead
no, no,
we saw
movie.
This other turd.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what did we watch? No
we
one
watched,
said it.
No. We watched Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Or just Season of the Witch.
I can think of two things wrong with that title.
The fact that it's a Halloween movie?
There were no witches. There's no Michael
and
Myers.
There's no witches, really.
There you go. Boom.
And that's a problem.
Mic drop. I should drop.
Are we done?
We're done. That's a wrap.
Thank you for tuning in
next week.
All right. So, in all seriousness, what year is the movie?
We're going to get serious. We had to watch this.
Right.
This is the fucking worst movie.
Some of us have seen this movie twice.
1982.
I want a serious debate. A serious debate,
serious
people.
Serious debate about Halloween 3.
We're not joking around anymore.
That's right. Okay.
Because fucking Michael Myers died. At the end of part fucking two. He was
died.
Burnt alive. And that series should have just like, whoop, that's it.
Well, apparently...
We would have gotten so many classics after that if it just ended
classic.
There.
Classic. Very classic.
Well, John Carpenter, who created Halloween and the character of Michael Myers, I guess he also thought the same way that Travis did, that Michael Myers is dead and we're fucking done with this thing. But executives at Universal Pictures, who acquired the Halloween movies, starting with part two... We should be blaming Dino De Laurentiis, apparently.
Or Mustafa Akkad, right? I mean,
well, they just want to keep
the
cash
cow
going.
All the blame really lies with Mustafa Akkad. He's just like, well, we'll bring it back, and then we'll keep it going forever.
Yeah.
And then Malik,
may he rest
Irwin
in peace.
Erwin Yablans and Malik Akkad. Yeah, they're all to blame.
Yeah.
Really?
So they said, John, we got to keep this thing going. I mean, like, the Halloween 2 made a fortune.
Well, yeah. What can we do now?
And John Carpenter said...
Uh-huh. You really did.
I'll write the music.
Right, yeah.
Whatever.
And produce it.
Yeah. What it has nothing to do with the previous ones I'm in, is what he said.
So this
pretty
is
much everybody
really,
else.
But this is a very for the 1980s, right? This is a revolutionary idea.
It's got the 80s stank all over
it. Now it's an idea that sounds like it should make money, just like... Right off the bat.
Well, no, I'm not talking about, and I don't think you are either, the actual plot of the movie.
No, not at all.
I'm talking about the idea that you would take a franchise,
yes,
a
slasher movie franchise, like Friday the 13th by 1983 was on part three? Three.
And not making a slasher movie?
Hmm?
And not making a slasher movie?
Right. The idea that they would go, you know what? Let's take the title of Halloween.
Is this rated PG?
And make a, no.
No.
And make, there's a guy got his fucking face like, his nose broken.
PG-13, I'm sorry.
Boobs.
There was a nipple. There may have been a
suckling.
Nipple.
There was nipple suckling, yes.
I saw the nipple. There was a nipple. Yeah. I don't know where you were looking. The wrong part of the frame.
I was getting another drink to make it through the night.
That's your fault. Yeah.
To make it through the night. What the fuck?
So the idea that Carpenter, well, it keeps getting credited to Carpenter. I don't know if that's a fact, but that he said, I want to do an anthology. So every year or every time they'd want to make a sequel or another Halloween movie,
we could do something different.
It would be something that took place on Halloween night.
Right.
And that's the only relation that it has to the title.
Basically.
But to have two movies with the same character than to deviate on the third.
Indeed.
Bad idea.
Yes. We know it was a bad idea for the box office because everybody, I mean, I remember myself, not that I was of age to go see them in the theater, but I remember, like, you know, you saw Halloween 1, you saw Halloween 2, you know there was a Halloween 3, so you're like, I gotta see it.
Right.
And then you're like,
this is nothing to do.
Wait, where's Michael Myers? What the fuck is this?
I'm gonna be devil's advocate here.
What? No.
Shocker. I want to be devil's advocate.
For who?
This has never happened.
For the
Halloween
movie?
Halloween 3?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Right. Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right.
You bitch more
Gird
than anybody.
Gird your loins.
I know.
This is why it's going to be fun.
Here's the thing.
Go.
In the age of sequels, and threequels, and trilogies, and quadrilogies.
Two of those are the same thing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Whatever. They went out.
Who they?
The Halloween people went out and made an original idea.
Oh, it was original.
Right? Okay.
It was something.
Indeed. It failed. It failed miserably.
Nobody.
Absolutely miserably.
We'll say it was an idea.
No, but yeah, an idea.
An idea.
An original idea.
But they did create an original idea.
Oh,
they deviated from this whole Michael Myers. Instead of making just a canned sequel like all the other Halloween movies were after that, they went off and did this crazy new fangled idea, and
it was.
It is an original idea. It failed miserably.
Let's take Tom Atkins.
But do you give them credit for at least going out on a limb and doing that?
Well, I think the thing is, you know, can you give them credit for it? If it failed at the box office critically and with audiences everywhere.
Everyone.
And I think you gotta say no.
So then that's
why Halloween 4 is the return of Michael Myers.
So then that says
that's like 5 years later, too. There's a 5 year gap before they can bring him back.
As much as you bitch about what, like hating sequels and stuff like that, that's really what we want. Well, if, like, the next Iron Man movie comes out being like...
Yeah, I tell you what, Tom. I don't want to go see Rocky 3 and Rocky is a television character in Rocky 3. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's like, what the fuck?
But there's Creed.
Was it marketed wrong?
Was it marketed wrong? I mean, the cover is cool as fuck. Slayer stole that that witch...
the face?
Face on the cover of the movie for a t-shirt or whatever the hell. So...
Well, it's,
no,
it's,
the cover is really intriguing.
Yeah, but it's also, it's disingenuous marketing.
Oh,
it's
there's like, no witches in the movie.
The idea that... Well, yeah. But, I mean,
there's
Halloween
no, there's no
also
either.
Brings with it the idea that, you know, it's the third, yeah, the third movie with Michael Myers in it.
No, with no witches, wasn't Conan Cognan or whatever...
No, nobody correct him. I want him to go with that for the rest of his podcast.
Wasn't Conan Cognan a witch? Didn't he go on this huge spiel like at the end? He's like,
he was an Irishman. An Irish witch.
Back in the olden days, we had a witch and like somehow implied that he was a witch.
The Celtic religion.
Which
came
wouldn't
through.
He be like,
well, he's like a witch, but he's really like a fucking toy maker that makes a bunch of like android people.
What I did like about this movie this is a weird thing.
Well, hold on. All right, now so hold on. Now the point, the reason I brought this movie in is because in this year and over the years there has been a growing community of people who have watched this movie.
It's a myth.
And like this movie, unironically, like there is a growing culture around this movie of people who actually have distanced this from the series it's involved with.
Those are the real individuals.
I've also heard Leprechauns are real.
And do like this movie.
I don't believe it.
For what it is.
It's a fact. It's like a fairy tale.
It is a fact. There are articles.
Well, I'm sure.
I base this off of, like, the articles from the people from all the major horror websites. Everyone, every year, writes a movie that's like, why Halloween 3 is the best of the series, or why you should rewatch Halloween.
What?
Well, I know.
Are
they juggles?
Some people have said that.
They're just trying to be different. It's cool to be different.
Well, yeah.
Tip to be square and all that
shit. Right. To find the movie that everyone rails against and take it as your own.
Yeah. Well, I like it.
Well, yeah, fucking and good, form dude. Your identity off of that. That is what people are doing lately. That they actually
like—they're hipster douchebags.
They're juggalos.
They're hipsters. They're hipsters. They're like, oh, this terrible movie. Yeah, that's what they're hipsters.
I like this being paraded around at the gathering with the great Malenko. It's like Halloween. Okay.
It's hipsters liking Halloween 3. It's bullshit.
So wait. So I brought it here tonight to try.
You're a hipster. Yeah, we know.
Sure. Oh, I won't deny that.
Beard, plaid shirt. Holy shit!
Glasses. I like vinyl. I use a typewriter whenever I can. No, I brought it here tonight to try and look at it as its own separate movie. Rather than associated with the Halloween series.
But was it good still?
But that's what I brought it here. That's what I brought here to find out.
That's what we're here to figure out. And we did, folks, and you'll hear it later.
We're going to wait an hour and a half before we tell you if we accomplished that. That's why I brought it here tonight, so we can watch it on its own to see if it holds any merit whatsoever as a movie that stands on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And it failed miserably.
Spoilers.
You were going to say like
crickets.
Another positive.
Yeah. Okay. There was this.
He's reaching now.
Yeah.
because he sighed. He's like,
There's another positive. This movie involves like technomancy, which I thought was like technomancy.
Magitech.
Yeah, I always thought that was actually really cool. Like. It actually does technomancy right, and
but it does it in the dumbest
way.
We're
going to find throughout this podcast. Yeah. Tom's going to list a bunch of things about this movie that proves that he loves it, and then at the end, he's going to say he hates it. That's how this is going to go.
It's got some technomancy in it. That's it. That's all it's got.
But Tom, you're also the person who, like, if a movie has a pirate in it, it gets a pass. So this movie has technomancy in it.
But
it was really dumb technomancy, dude. They stole the fucking a piece of Stonehenge.
It's got one.
Oh boy.
Okay,
one dragon on the five dragon scale.
Fucking dragon scale.
I want to say though that the Stonehenge plot was actually like 30 odd years. There's two things I remember about this movie, like from seeing it the first time. One
theme song
is. Well, that's three things. But I was going to say that's coupled with the scene of the mask turning the kid's head into pulp and the bugs and shit coming out, and the idea that like somehow these fuckers they took a stone from Stonehenge. How they got it to the U.S. or not? We're not even going to go there because we don't even know more than you can.
We won't explain it.
But they're taking the stone or dust, right?
Right.
So there's something, some kind of great power contained within the stone that if we put this on a chip. You're saying it's on the chip, right? Not the button.
Right, no, the chip. Okay, on the computer chip.
The chip is in the button.
Computer chip.
Yeah, okay.
That will blast you in the face.
It's like, what the fuck kind of technology?
Well, it's all made of silicon, so in this case, it's made of Stonehenge rock.
Yeah, so the guys were just taking it and placing it in like a battery.
If we rub it on there, it'll work.
It's the magic from the Stonehenge rock.
That's
activated by the radio waves from the TV. It's all technomancy.
Sorry, isn't it like, I mean, yeah, the stones are there, but it's because the magnetic wave.
Yeah,
it's not the actual stone that has power. It's just like signifying the location.
But then are we talking about like, well, what's the movie logic is different than that? You know, I know that's what we're saying, that
it's different,
history tells us why Stonehenge is there, but the movie kind of plays.
We don't know what Stonehenge is.
That's what yeah, yeah, yeah. We know that there's somehow it was involved with, you know, a power place for witchcraft.
They said Samhain, right? I mean, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true, yeah.
They did.
They had like, Sam Hain in Halloween 2.
Yeah, yeah, Sam
Samhain in there.
They probably got letters, right? Like, fucking idiots! It's not pronounced like that.
Yes. But the idea that, like, somehow. I'm not entirely sure what the villain's final end goal is here.
To change the world.
He's a Bond villain.
The villain is a Bond.
It does have a Bond villain.
The planets have a line.
And they, in order to go with to follow Celtic tradition and religion, there must be a sacrifice.
A great sacrifice for change.
The modern, as of 1982, the modern equivalent of this is this whole intricate plot to sacrifice these children in this way.
And
in order, well, anybody's wearing a mask, in order to appease the Celtic gods.
Oh, wait, I think I wish Tom had something podcast. To say. Hold on.
Dude, so the villain's like totally a Bond villain, right?
Yes.
We've seen enough Bond villains. Replace Tom Atkins with Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I got it.
Okay, right?
Yep.
Is that a Bond movie? Do we got a Bond movie there?
No.
Huh?
Wait, why not?
Yeah.
Because he's a hit with all the ladies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Established that he's got
he
Bond
based,
level.
Tom Atkins bangs three girls in this movie,
no,
right?
No.
He bangs one.
But there is
Travis. That he banged another one.
Right.
But there is a Bond.
He's a ladies' man.
There is a Bond girl, basically, right?
Yep.
There's
a Q.
Right.
Yep, which he banged.
Yeah.
Because she's a
Bond, yes.
There's a Bond villain. At some point, Bond is captured.
Yeah.
That's the problem. This movie's an adventure movie. It's not a horror movie.
And he takes him into the lair where he explains, like, look, Mr.
His evil plot. He monologues.
Yeah.
And he escapes. It's a Bond movie.
It is. Just with fucking dumb magic.
But there is a Bond movie that has dumb magic. Remember the voodoo one?
Live and Let Die.
There was a voodoo Bond?
Live and Let Die.
And yeah, let die.
You can say the title to me more times.
Beatles. Paul McCartney in the Wing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, Yafikoto's voodoo guy. Baron Samedi's in it. Now, Jane Seymour tells the future. Oh, it's pretty awful. But I mean,
it's awful. So, like,
it's a blaxploitation Bond.
I'm telling you, nice. This could be a Bond movie.
Was that a Roger Moore Bond?
Like the late. It's either a Timothy Dalton level or...
Because, like, nothing happens in this movie.
Which a Bond movie would actually have something happen.
Like,
Right, in the middle, there'd be skiing and shit. I mean, there'd be something in this
it's
movie.
It's like there'd a retarded...
horror equivalent, though.
It's like a...
Right.
We get slasher moments. You got people getting their heads drilled in.
There's no slashers.
What are you talking about?
What
guy gets his eyeballs pulled out?
He does. He gets his skull ripped apart.
You can tell it's a mask. It's so lame.
He's stalking in a hospital.
He wipes his hand on the thing. It's kind of...
Michael Myers is technically in this movie, just saying.
On the music cue gets used. Well, Tom Atkins puts his hand into a robot's stomach and gets this goo,
orange goo,
on his hand, and he stands there for an entire scene.
Just he's in shock, like, man.
Hey,
he's in shock.
When can I get this off my hand?
And 10 minutes later, he does wipe it off.
In my back pocket the entire movie.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, it's a man of action.
May I now use it?
Like James Bond. Tied it all back.
I know.
Man, it's almost like that could be too bad.
Oh, man. So Halloween 3 is like building.
It's making its way up.
In the estimation.
It's going up.
Yeah.
If you imagine it as a Bond movie. It totally changes it.
Yeah. It has, I don't know. So Tom Atkins, who is like at this point in time, was...
What is his status at this time?
In 1983? God.
I mean, it seems like it.
He's a sexy doctor.
Well, he has that mustache.
I mean,
he's
not Tom Selleck.
No. But he's cast in this movie mustache, because, though. I mean, at this point in making this movie, John Carpenter and everyone involved wanted to go in whatever... If there was an opposite direction to go from the first new Halloweens, they wanted to do it. So instead of casting, you know, young ingenues or what have you, they said, let's go with an older character in this movie.
Right.
For something completely different.
I think it's because Tom Selleck was doing Three Men and a Baby. He was busy.
You're just saying this because of the mustache. Like, could have had it
it holds a lot of power.
Yeah. Tom Atkins, movie god. Maybe he's on that same list that includes Bruce Campbell. Nathan Fillion,
No, Tom Atkins is...
What are you talking about? He's got a cult following. He's a goddamn hero to millions.
Aside from a GeoCities fan page.
At least hundreds.
Maybe, that don't exist.
We're going to start it. I'm sure it's there. We can find it. The fucking Tom Atkins, like...
Appreciation page?
Yeah, whatever. Fan.
He's not on the level of, like, Nathan Fillion and Bruce Campbell. He's not, like, a
cult... But it's because you're living in the year 2015. In 1983.
He is no Tom Selleck, sir. Ha!
What are you talking about? That's because you haven't seen the half of his movies.
True. He is no Tom Selleck, sir.
Haven't seen The Fog.
Yes. You made me watch it.
Oh, dude. Wait, in The Fog, he screws Jamie Lee Curtis like the night that he meets her.
Yeah, see?
Tom Atkins is like
that
the man.
That just proves she's loose.
He's also the father in Creepshow.
See, father's a man for babe. Father's a man.
He's a fucking badass. He lays down the law.
He's a mean dude.
Yeah, the kid shouldn't be reading the fucking
comic.
He's
a fucking jackass and,
He's got nothing to do in this movie. He's like a sleepy doctor that wants to drink all the time.
Escape from New York. Escape from New York, he's a cop.
He's a cop.
But Night of the Creeps, he's got thrill me. He picks up the phone. That's how he answers the phone. Thrill me. Fucking awesome.
I've seen it. I've seen all these movies.
You saw Night of the Creeps with the fucking slugs? And
Yes! We did the history of horror. You may be watching so many of these terrible movies.
Terrible movies.
Man, what the...
Right. Terrible.
Yeah. I mean, he's a sleepy... Well, he's an ass-grabbing dog.
He is.
But yeah, okay, so Tom Atkins is a doctor who, as Travis pointed out as we were watching the movie, is so... Shocked by the fact that...
Shocked by normal...
Yes, that a patient would die.
So shocked.
That he hooks up with the patient's daughter.
Oh, that has, like, I'm not going back to L.A. until I find out who killed my father.
Right.
Because you have to...
Boring mystery.
Right. Tom Atkins is like...
He becomes Father Dowling.
And Tom Atkins is like so Columbo, shocked at normal events. It's like, all I know is I saw a guy. Your father died. He was holding a mask. And I don't know what the hell's going on.
He escalates so quickly. I need to find out.
But to his credit,
crazy.
The guy who killed his patient walked into his car, sat down, poured gasoline all over himself, lit himself on fire.
He did not. Tom Atkins did not see the dude pour gasoline on himself. He did not. It was too far away. Too far away.
No.
He saw it happen.
He was outside when the guy got in the car. He saw him pour something on himself and light himself on fire.
That's why the camera went to a cut of the guy because it's showing you that's Tom Atkins.
Right, that he can see this. This is the language of film.
He's understanding it.
Alive and well in Halloween 3.
Tom Atkins...
He barely reacted.
Right. Or when it blew up,
it was stoic bewilderment.
I've never seen a man kill another man then run out and set himself on fire.
20 years I've been at this hospital.
Jesus. 8 years. All right.
Okay. Man and boy.
8 years I've been here.
Never seen
shit like that.
So he has to solve the mystery.
Has to.
I need to help his daughter solve the mystery.
Yeah, well, so he's got to put fine. Off... Put up, Can't picking lose. Up his
he just
kids
an opportunity
from bitch ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Ex-wife. I gotta get some Miller and, like, fuck it.
Right, six-pack of Miller, run to the car. Best
highlight, baby.
Well, that is the greatest scene, because his ex-wife, he's supposed to pick up the kids, right? And hang out with them. The only reason they're in the movie is because eventually at the end of the movie, they're gonna be wearing these fucking Halloween masks. But, so he's got this ex-wife. He's supposed to have a play date with his kids. And he's telling her on the phone... Like, honey, I gotta go up to, Santa Mira.
Something came up.
Yeah, something came up, and there's just gonna be a bunch of boring conferences with the doctor types and all this. And he's got, like, the six-pack another highlight. So he's lying his ass off. He's gonna get some tail, right? I mean, that's why he's going. He's not even trying to solve the mystery. Because when you think about it, every chance he gets, he's like, you wanna leave?
Let's get out of here, man. We can fuck elsewhere.
I think we should to make it look correct. We should get a hotel room.
Well, he's also the worst liar ever because he's like, let's pretend we're married. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, he's bad.
He gave himself away. There.
Well, they don't even have a plan. They're just gonna like march in there and be like, "What did you do with our father?" You know, like they got no plan. So they're just like, they get a hotel room, and that's where you're at for the rest of the fucking movie. They're just hanging out around the hotel room, watching fucking motorcycle movies on TV.
Yeah, well, that's actually, that's the part of the movie. Like, up until then, I noticed this time around watching, I was like, you know what? I'm not really having that much of a problem with this movie. Like, what's happened? I thought it was actually, like, not good, but, like, no. It's a decent setup.
But up to a certain point, you can follow it.
There's an intrigue, and you're, like, following it. And then they get to the hotel room, and then at the hotel, they introduce, in a series of rapid succession,
way too many characters.
Oddball
and annoying
ancillary characters.
Yes. Who show up for no fucking reason. You're like, to die. It's a horror movie, so these are the victims, right? They have nothing to do with
the fucking plot. And they gotta be a little annoying.
Right. Except to die at some point.
That family in the camper, was that the lead sales guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
No. What? Except for music stings.
Yeah. I don't think so.
There are a few gory deaths in this movie. The guy gets his head ripped off. And there's blood spurting everywhere. The guy gets his skull pulled apart. The lady gets blasted in the mouth. And that whole effect.
I've broken my nose.
Yeah. Horror movie,
but it wasn't like.
Yes.
And wait. But there was the presence of the supernatural. Usually, that's something that will qualify your movie potentially as a horror.
I think it's
ghost.
If it's a list, I think it meets the minimal necessary
ghost?
Qualities of a horror.
Movie. Oh, and a bad ending.
Checked.
Bad ending and somewhat nudity. There was
ending.
Nipple suckling in there.
Bad
sorry.
Ending, as in the bad guys win.
The bad guys don't win in Ghost, Jenny. They don't win in Ghost. No.
The bad guys can win.
Fewer gory deaths in that movie.
Of course, the ending's just due to a master control operator.
Oh, boy.
It's great because they don't understand at all how television works.
Not at all.
Well, there was a couple things I was wondering about that. I'm like, first of all, like the whole mystery is set in motion. Because, what's her name? Ellie?
Ellie's
father.
Grimberger
is a small-time
toy.
Small-time
he owns a small shop.
That's
like a
hardware toy store.
Hardware store, but everyone, even hardware stores sold Halloween costumes back in the day.
Yeah.
Because it made money, and that's you just stocked it for that time, and it made money, and that was it.
But you have to go, like, it's one of the only times, I mean, I guess it's because you live so close to the place where the things are made. You actually have to drive to the factory to pick up.
Well, you can order by mail, but you weren't going to get them in time, obviously, according to
that lady.
The lady who got killed.
So much
to
get the fucking animated.
You
could
just order by mail,
right?
Yeah, he's like, I would order by mail, but it takes so long.
I guess we have to describe the three masks.
Now it's just the three for that year. Like they make
what are you talking about, Chuck? What are you talking about?
Now, the three masks in the movie, the I will say famous masks, because, I mean, even if you hate this movie, you remember the masks. You got the jack-o'-lantern, the witch, and the skeleton face. Those are the three masks of this year for this movie. Now, I think as we watch it, we realize, like, they've obviously made other masks in the past.
Let's do a quick poll. What's your favorite mask?
Skeleton.
Jack-o'-lantern.
I kind of like the jack-o'-lantern.
I'm going to go with witch.
Oh, hey, we got them all covered.
Well, Sean brings up an interesting point, because this is the first time that I watched this movie that I realized that there were different masks. Because you sit there and you're like, this fucking company makes three items.
That's what I thought the first time. Like, they make three movies,
like,
and that's
there's
it?
A whole town that's like, home of Silver Shamrock.
Right.
Like, it's like...
They almost make it look like these are the three masks they make every year, and they're big sellers for some reason. But that's not the case.
There is a scene where they actually do establish it.
Right, they show other masks.
Hankins tries to buy his kids normal masks.
But they aren't made by Shamrock novelties. Silver Shamrock.
It's like getting knockoffs and wanting marble.
Like, as a kid, do you recall everybody wanting to have the same mask for Halloween? That happened.
Everybody wanted a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah, but do you recall as a kid wanting to dress up?
But everybody's not going to, like, you know, go out and, like, show it as, like, hey, you're this. Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
You're one of
but, like,
the odd thing we notice is that even,
you dress
like...
dress up as a pirate and then wear the...
But that's the thing.
Pirate
like, there,
night.
There was a fairy, but she had a witch mask on.
Oh, yeah.
There was a pirate and he had the jack-o'-lantern mask on.
There was a clown with the pumpkin
these were
on.
So like, these were so popular. Like, the mask consumerism of this company, they were so popular that everyone just wanted these masks. And I mean, it's got to be that way in order for the whole maniacal plot to work.
That's what it's so like. That's what it's like. It falls apart right there. It's like what?
It falls apart there and a few other places.
Why the
well,
mask?
But, yes.
They're the coolest. I've never seen a commercial
so
for a mask.
So the villain just wants to
the commercials
kill the kids.
Are hypnotizing.
That's the goal,
to
right?
Sacrifice yeah. the kids. Yes,
yeah, I'm sure but,
the sacrifice, and we're saying it's vague as to what
it will accomplish. Yeah, what for? Why?
Well, it's just a changing world.
There's right. not like a deity or something that's gonna. It's
no,
just
it's
like
just gonna.
Time.
It's just gonna change the world.
This is how we. Well, what was it? They did they even say like back in the day? Like we would, you know,
soak the hills in blood or whatever.
Right? For no good reason.
But he describes
it,
like, sacrifices.
It's for a good harvest and all that shit.
Right?
Right?
Yes, exactly.
It's just for okay. like no reason.
Yeah.
The planets are aligned.
I like
why,
how we're
dude.
Describing all the reasons, and he says there's no reason.
I mean, I don't see why you gotta kill every kid, though. I mean, don't just have like a little sacrifice thing.
He just wants to sacrifice the kids just for the hell of it.
Well, to appease the gods and like
gods. They don't think they mentioned
gods. No, they didn't like mention gods.
Not gods, but like his Celtic religion. Like
it's just
a sacrifice for a good harvest.
When the universe is all aligned, you gotta fucking soak the soil with fucking blood or whatever the hell.
What's
you get a good harvest.
None.
You get a good
it's
harvest.
It's not entirely
man.
Good harvest, but it's not
entirely good
like.
It's all about, you know.
He doesn't explicitly state
seems like
why.
You could do that also by, like, planting fucking seeds.
Because it's all about. What are you talking about? Dude, Halloween? We're talking, like, winter solstice and all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, what do you know?
Well,
you
gotta butcher the cattle for the fuck to feed yourself.
Have you ever sacrificed
you
anything, Colin?
You burn the cats in a basket in order to tell them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Both.
Basket of cats.
Basket
it's
of cats.
True.
That's why everybody is when there's that like there's that little speaker outside this fucking stupid little town that is controlled by this corporation. That's like time to go inside. Time to
it's
go inside.
It's 6:30,
and people are like bringing their cats in. Like, oh fuck, they're gonna get the cat.
They wouldn't.
And then they like there was just that one extra scene of a cat jumping, and then like a camera. It's like. What the fuck?
I'm disappointed they didn't kill that cat.
Oh, I'm so
it
happy.
It seemed like there was a big deal.
I was so worried.
For a little 5-minute window, there was like, dude, cats are in
yeah!
Kill that cat! Whoever works at Silver Shamrock wants fucking cats.
No, nope.
There was
then
also...
they panned at Tommy Atkins sharing a beer with a homeless guy.
Oh, right.
Oh, let's not forget that part.
Well, wait, before
didn't
that.
Didn't even wipe the fucking...
It's the 80s. That's what they did.
How many times do we...
What are you talking about? It's the 80s. Like, everybody shared... Go down to the local 80s. Store,
that's
buy a bottle,
did.
And share it with your local hobo.
Did.
We could have played a drinking game on it. That's the 80s
that's
for you.
That's the
80s. It was 82, so it's still the 70s, basically.
Right.
It was the ass end of the 70s.
The ass end.
Yeah, everybody was still dressed. Like, they didn't know how to dress yet. They're like, oh, dude, should I wear this? Still a little 70s, dude.
A little bit. Oh, sure.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Definitely. This bleed over. Yeah.
This movie was so 70s, it didn't even have the 80s stank yet.
You just said it.
Oh,
it
definitely
stank.
Got
you
something.
You said that in
you
the
know
beginning.
What
it's got 80s hair.
Got the
no, but what saved it from the 80s stank was the photography of Dean Cutty.
You said
now,
it reached
say what
80s
you want about
it looks like a John Carpenter movie.
He does good nighttime stuff.
He does.
The nighttime stuff is good. Everything.
It's Cundy Vision.
But like.
Cundy Vision.
It's Cundy Vision.
Oh, yeah. Cundy Vision.
But the rest of this movie is like a boring day.
It's Cundy Vision.
Two in the afternoon daylight, most of this movie. Season of the Witch. It, you know, bright and early. Let's get up and go some witches, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go drive to the test. Just like, what the fuck?
They do a lot of like.
It's a lot of daytime in this horror movie. A lot of daytime.
Yeah.
Really bright.
When they go into the town, there's also the idea that they've crossed over into some kind of sinister.
Yeah. Everybody's watching.
Yeah. What am I talking about here? It's like not the Stepford Wives. Stepford Wives?
It's Stepford Wives. Yeah, Stepford Wives.
But only because of the automatons, which they had to have gotten that off of. I suppose. Stafford Wives.
Wouldn't that be creepy, but it's all dudes and not fucking chicks?
Something else, right? Where, like, you go in, like, everybody's been taken over by aliens.
Yeah, man. There's a pod people by mentality.
Because they go in there and, like, you get, when you're seeing the cats run around and everybody's like, they're going to kill those cats. There's also the scenes of, like, the gas station attendant looking at
he's the arbiter.
Sinister, like, the harbinger?
The harbinger,
well,
yeah.
There's also, but there was the two ladies in the clothing store and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And every fucking place in this town is named, like, Shamrock,
Shamrock
this,
or
Irish what, Dublin or what, and there's not a fucking carved jack-o'-lantern to be seen, no Halloween decoration.
Yeah.
This movie, it takes place on St. Patrick's Day.
Almost.
You could could celebrate this movie.
That's the problem with this movie. There should have been some Halloween decorations somewhere. Not in the hospital. Not, I mean, nowhere. No Halloween decorations.
It doesn't even take place in the fall.
Like,
it's Northern
it's in
California. There is no fall.
Still.
It doesn't happen.
Still.
I think it was probably shot in the summer.
Not a lot of orange in this movie.
It's very green.
It's always summer in California.
It's a green. You could almost say where they shot it was a very emerald.
Oh!
Looking Irish. There's water in the
Irish?
Yeah, very much.
The green and the Irish.
Connell Cochran, right? Who's the only human in the town? No, he's not the only human in the town.
No.
Only human who works at the factory.
Oh, yeah.
Because the hobo says that he brought outside people.
I could have sworn that old lady that helped him, she's bright.
Okay, by town we mean there's a motel right next to a gas station.
Near a factory, near a couple of buildings.
That's like really all you see. You don't get the sense that it's filled with people. There's no like town square with people walking around or whatever. So the whole town could be a facsimile.
Can I say that?
No.
Can I say?
All right, moving on.
My favorite thing is old computer technology that is just nothing but blinking lights.
Blinking light technology.
Blinking lights and numbered buttons, and that's it.
In
and
order
then,
to play
they
a
turn
video,
on and off in a sequence.
Right.
To play
that
a video, you press like
processing.
Three,
processing.
Five,
oh shit,
six.
The lights are blinking red now. We're fucked.
Enter.
That's my favorite. I love that. I love the old technology, the computers, and the light banks. Light banks and
in.
Shit. Like, if we press these four colored buttons out of the 20, then this shit I want to happen will happen. Yeah. Love that. I love the old
so
technology.
That's where I, like, this is where, to me, the story takes a fucking, like, twist, where I'm like, what?
I think everybody, like,
where they're like, let's go on the tour. Well, this fucking, whatever, what's his name? Bad guy?
Connell Cochran.
Or Conan Cockles.
Cocklesman.
So he used to make toys?
He's been a toy maker for...
Okay, so toy maker, druid, fucking witch.
Is he, like... Couple hundred years old, true or false?
No, he's not.
You know, he gives the impression, he tells this story like
he could be.
He is.
Well he says his other people
woman.
Who have done this before me or something like that.
Yeah, he's part of a line.
But he
toy
made toys.
Witch
how old is the fucking top seller in his family? The top seller guy that comes in, you know, the guy who sold the most masks.
Oh,
his 50, family gets sacrificed. 50,
50, 52?
He's 50. When he
was going
kid,
47.
He played with Silver Shamrock toys. That one that I just stood in front of for hours.
Yeah, so the Indians. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
The racist Indian setup. Yes.
He mentioned like there was that old lady.
That would have just
sewed,
been from like the 50s. Though. That's not,
he's like, there's this really complicated old lady that's sewing robot.
Yeah.
And he's like. Oh, that was made in Germany in 1758. It'll be hard to replace that one.
But he just acquired
it. It's funny
that
he got the exact year and the exact phrasing of that right. I'll give you that.
Made in Munich.
Made in, yeah.
Right, but that's what was confusing, I guess, about it, because I took that as like, oh, shit, that guy was there.
Well, no.
I took that as
well, it gave you that impression.
I think you can take it that way, but he's a toy maker. He appreciates, and that's an old toy that was made. He can appreciate that.
The scene later,
well,
when he's going them. Into the, when he's showing Bond the secret lair.
Yes,
he says,
let me take you around.
Bond.
I'll show you this television screen.
Tom Atkins.
Well, he has to tell him because he's like the first human. It's just him. Because when you think about it, all the people working there are all automatons.
All of them.
All of the assassin dudes are automatons. So, like, Tom Atkins and Cochran are the only two actual people
in
that room.
I have to disagree. What? I don't think that the people working in the factory are automatons. Because if you look at the characteristics of all the other automatons in the movie, they're all very slack-faced.
Yeah, they do the...
They're all very robotic. Whereas the people who actually work in the factory and everything, I don't think
were. No, think of the scene where,
everybody
does
in the
that
town,
awesome thing where he throws the... Where he's, like, he's tied up in the room and they're watching him on the video monitor. And he throws the mask in a perfect fucking shot to cover the video camera. I mean, it's
But what
is
that?
The old lady!
But in that
what
scene,
does that have to do with...
Then a technician White Coast.
Yeah, but he's an automaton.
That's what I'm saying. The White Coast guys are the automaton. He comes up to talk to Khan.
He's talking about
the factory.
He's talking about the factory people actually pulling the latex masks.
Yeah, all those people. Those are real people.
Yeah, those are real people.
Yes. Because
they're townspeople.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. No, they're not townspeople because
the people,
he said
they're not automatons.
The hobo says that none of the townspeople were hired for the factory. He brought in outside.
That means the lady was a robot. Oh, fuck!
But he's still. But they,
no. But that guy is not. I don't think.
He just said, like, you think they hire someone like me?
No, he's not like a bloodline of like. Say, like all this came from like. Like a Celtic village, and there's a bloodline that goes out. I think all the people who work in there are part of that. You know what I mean? Like, there's that. They're all involved in that. I don't think he's in.
So they're all Irish, you say?
If
they were to talk, they'd have Irish accents.
So the old lady.
Sure. If that's
no, the guy who says, like, Mr. Conlon, we have a situation on the mind.
I'm not saying Irish accent.
He doesn't have an Irish accent
either. He doesn't have an Irish accent either. Those are all people.
Where does the old lady... I remember her, but I can't remember where she was.
She was just...
The old lady
in the factory. She was in a factory. He opens the door, and it looks like a makeshift little, like, house.
No, not the sewing lady.
The old lady
that you thought was from Mary Poppins.
Question. Yeah. I think she is.
She was just
her.
Guest. Is she a robot?
No.
Where was she?
She was in the main office at the factory.
Like the
when they're driving around as they come into the town, all the townsfolk that are watching her.
Yep.
Are they automatons?
They might be.
I don't think so.
Because they just do this.
Now those are the same people that work in the factory. That's what I'm saying. Like, those are all...
Hobo, man. He says it.
But it's... Okay, well, then what about
really
the people...
Stuck on this.
What about the people in the town?
This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But...
It's not that important.
It's not at all.
What else do we got to talk about?
All right, we have to look at this film as a 1960s hippie. Tommy Lee Wallace, I assume the guy who wrote it.
Died in the wool hippie, as he described himself.
Is writing a movie that is like a corporate, he distrusts, obviously. I mean, the guys...
Distrust.
The bad guys are in three-piece suits.
Exactly. Three-piece suits.
It's right? Michael Myers walking around in a business suit. This is what kills me about this movie.
But he thinks that's scary. If you're going to make a horror movie, Tommy... I'm going to make... Who's scary to a hippie?
Just like, come on!
In the three pieces.
The man!
It's the man.
Corporate America's scary!
Corporate America, man. That's the enemy.
Television, man! Television's corrupting kids' brains, man.
Oh, my God.
That's what this movie's all about.
This is an art film.
Yeah,
I changed my mind on this whole
television. Oh, no. Corrupted fucking consumerism, man. Dude, kids are fucking buying the shit
because
television advertises it. It's all about consumerism.
I do appreciate
and television.
That it has a point of view, it does.
It's like it turns their brains into bugs, man.
And that's what happens, man.
Brains are watered by the consumerism.
When you fucking watch TV, turns their heads into fucking mush, dude.
That message. It does.
Oh, shit. We cracked Halloween.
It does.
Cracked it, man.
First, everybody who's out there listening to this is like, I knew that going in.
Right.
Dumb
and that's
fucks.
The thing. But
is this a thinly veiled They Live?
I'm just sitting here thinking, what just happened?
But wasn't They Live?
we fucking cracked the movie, dude.
What was first? What was They Live?
Halloween 3 was first. That was 83.
Oh,
They Live was 83.
Boom!
And this is Tommy Lee Wallace.
They Live just went down.
Yeah,
it was already down, but it went farther.
Well, I mean, Dawn of the Dead had already had. It's different.
This is different. This is TV.
That's what all the fucking hippie directors were doing, man. I want to make a movie that's like
they were all like established. Were they all Garth Algar? Is that what they were? Just like.
No way, man. No. And I was like, no way, man.
No. No way.
Jesus.
Boom. Your mind's just blown.
Just
because
every hippie to me is California, right? Well, they're filmmakers and they're hippies, so they're totally
and it's
like,
Northern
come
Northern
on,
man. Yeah. It is. That's the...
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude.
No way.
I'll totally get a camera for my pops, and we're going to make this movie. It's going to be anti-establishment.
We'll take the man down. No problem.
Oh, dude. You know, I was reading. Okay, so what you just said, like, I think in this article that I was reading about the appreciation for Halloween.
The appreciation. There's appreciation for this movie.
Fucking Tommy Lee Wallace said something just like what you were saying, but I can't remember what the hell it was. But it was something like, yeah, we were, you know, hippies.
You have to make your face.
Dyed-in-the-wool hippies.
He said dyed-in-the-wool hippie.
We just got cameras, and we went out. It was something like that. I'm like, I bet. Holy fuck. I'm still saying that they did it badly. All right.
It's still a fucking shitty movie, man.
You can still have an idea and a point of view. And it's
do it badly. Yeah.
But if you shoot it and it looks like, I mean, what do you think? The budget of an average movie in 1983 was $3 million. This is like a $500,000 movie.
Well, the effects are, like, I mean, pretty lackluster.
We've got a factory and a hotel, a motel. And a couple of streets.
There's no process with the effects.
It's a before and after with the effects. The effects that's how you know it's awful. Like not the best. You see a before.
Someone like stands in front of the face, right. And then they remove it, and they're like,
right, right.
That fucking drill scene.
Right. There's a before. Right. There's a before. There's an after. There's no
maybe some
process
foot
of it
wiggling.
Happening.
No, the drill I'm scene. There wasn't even a before. There was a before, and then there that.
It was almost like a whole like Universal movie where the killer just starts strangling everybody.
About the nose,
right? You see the legs, die. And stop. Yeah.
But what'd you say, Jenny? The what?
The nose scene in the beginning where the guy comes in.
Oh, we actually did get to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of lifted up the mask. Or
it lifted up
was.
The mask.
Right. Well, if you reached in and broke someone's skull and then just kind of pulled it out, your skin would probably
your latex, your latex face. Would
I'm not saying it looked real. I'm just saying.
The idea
all
of
the murders in this are just weird.
Yeah, it's cute.
The drill one was the most disappointing because
it was.
We're taking the time to show the guy put the drill on the table. Poor unsuspecting girl sitting at the counter, and you're like, oh my god. Then he grabs her, puts her on the floor, grabs the drill, turns her head to the side. And she's like,
from a distance.
And then we're like, we show the drill in close up, and then it has this shot, which actually is kind of brilliant, but.
But it's not what this movie should call for. It's not what this calls for.
But I like the fact that it was set up so like the edge of a table blocks exactly her head.
It obscures.
So we can see what's happening. The guy is like drilling into her head. Then he gets up and walks away. Her body is still laying there.
And you don't even bother to show the drill in her head.
That's what the movie should have been. It should have had the fake head and the drill going into it, and if nothing else, just that. And that's what it should have shown.
It was a very gore-free movie. But
was
the
movie PG? What was going on?
It was rated R. Because it had a nipple.
A lot of curse words.
Yeah. Curse words, nipple.
Throw the F-bomb around.
There's a little bit of gore. A guy gets his head ripped off and blood spurts everywhere. People forget that.
Where's the blood? When?
Yeah, it was a scene where it looked like the two dudes were forcing the other guy.
Forcing the guy to blow him?
Yeah, they're like,
oh, yeah! I got so distracted!
Distracted and turned on.
What are you doing?
No!
I won't blow you. It really is. It's two guys, and they force him down on his knees, and it's
I forgot about
that. They rip his head off.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
And then look at each other like they're going
to
kiss.
Right. It's not staged well to avoid that fact. Let's put it that way. Yeah. But then they rip his head off, and blood spurts everywhere.
Yeah. And after the spurting takes place, and
there's like a
spurting
giving
whom?
Each other the eyes. Like
they were, they're like,
well, they're robots. They have emotions.
Yeah, but you don't know that at that point. So you're just like, what? What are they looking at each other for?
Yep,
that's weird.
It was very
make
weird.
Out?
Weird.
Yeah. So
a little weird.
Are we going to talk about what just happened?
Yeah. Are we all standing here covered in this?
Yeah, just the fact that there's
fluid?
Fucking robots.
I'm just
running
a robot standing in front of an automaton asking him to love him.
This is my problem with most witch movies. Most witch movies have very unwitchy things happening.
Oh, like
this isn't a witch movie, though.
It's called Season of the Fucking Witch.
I know,
witch.
But that's what I'm
why?
Saying.
Why? We don't know why.
There's a witch mask.
Oh, because witches use Stonehenge to turn kids' heads into bugs. That's why.
Is he a witch or a warlock?
Well, see, no, I'm you're a witch. Season that warlock shit is, you know, that's...
I mean, it's the definition of
warlock. Dick warlock?
Like, all witches are... You can be a male witch.
Thank you for explaining the joke.
That is a warlock.
I appreciate that.
A warlock's just a cool, like, if you don't want to be, you know... you want to be cooler than
Charlie
you think
Sheen
you are, you call us
a
warlock.
I think he's taken.
I'm a warlock. Yeah. There's only one warlock.
Charlie Sheen?
Julie Sands.
Julian Sands! Yes!
He's the only warlock.
He's the only warlock. You know,
everybody else is a fucking witch.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's what's so disappointing. It's like, fuck, what the fuck? Nothing. Like, robots going out killing people. That's not fucking witchy.
It's technomancy, dude. It's technomancy.
Yeah, but the robots weren't. Only the fucking stupid little buttons on the masks were. So there's just fucking robots going
out
killing
people. Yeah, but you probably
have
to have some technomancy in order to get the robots working, right?
So,
no. Yeah. He's a toy maker.
He's a toy maker.
There is a scene where he explains this in an elevator, which is a great bit of acting, too, because if you watch that scene, the elevator is moving, but they do that little bounce, like the elevator just took off.
Right.
But he explains something about, like, it took us a while to work on the... You know, whatever, the gears.
Sure.
And then the skin was another part. And then the thing sneezes. They're like,
realistic, aren't they?
Yeah.
Lifelike, aren't
they? So I think now, we did address that whole thing about, like...
Okay.
But I'm not sure if they were, like, just automatons or if they were somehow magically guided. They were obedient.
Indeed.
Loyal.
To a fault, as
I mean...
Now, can we mention the two best parts of this movie?
Explain to me what the two best parts
now,
are.
What I mean by best, I'll explain that. But when Tom Atkins and Stacy Elkins that's a great part. But when they get behind a rack of masks and move and move through the middle of the warehouse, the cartoon, if we move and nobody's watching, we're
like,
fine.
I'm surprised there wasn't like tiptoes. I was like,
and then stop, and then move across. The cut to
right.
Like the cut to they leave the warehouse. Cut to them in the hotel room. Tom Atkins comes out of the bathroom and goes, "I think it's time to call the Marines." That is my favorite line in this movie because it comes out of nowhere. And in movies of the 80s, that's just what you did. Like
Ronald
if shit was
Reagan
going on,
was president, guy.
You called the Marines.
I believe he tries to call the Marines.
You call the Marines. I think it's time to call the Marines.
He actually follows through.
Why we haven't done this?
Tell the kids not to wear the masks. And she's like, "You're just jealous."
Are you drunk again?
Yes, of course, but. Still.
But somehow he actually is
right
able to, and this is, you know, one of the things that stretches credibility. Nothing else before that. I was totally in. But at the end, when he calls one phone number and tells them, "You've got to stop playing the commercial. It's on right now." This is what's going to trigger the
mask. I have no proof.
I have no proof. You just have to trust me. And then, like, it goes off on channel one. Somebody actually
master control.
Well, I like how these...
The master control operators... I appreciate
well, these kids who are trick-or-treating at a gas station for some fucker. I never thought to go to a gas station when I trick-or-treated.
You thinking
ever.
About it now?
No.
No.
If it's the only business in your town.
But then the kids like TV and like just walks over
the TV
and starts like...
There's a big giveaway.
Well,
but they never tell what
they don't tell you.
Well, they're not telling you what it is. It's just a surprise.
Because your brains are going to be mush because you're addicted to television.
It was a thing in Christmas Story. It was a something prize. Shit, what was it?
It's
Christmas Story. It's a he gets a box and he says it's a something prize.
It's a Red Rider BB.
No, not that.
Oh, the leg.
Oh, yeah. It's a special award
for the top.
Special
like
award
for the top salesman or something like that.
Something
yeah,
okay.
For Gila.
I thought it was a something.
It's prize. French.
It's Italian.
It's Italian. Yeah. Hold on. Before we get to the ending, like, I think what you're saying, like, up to a point, this movie is. If it doesn't fall off the rails into a certain point in this movie,
we're talking like 20 minutes.
Well,
as soon as I get to the town,
I was going
to
give it 10.
As soon as I get to the town,
10 minutes
because I got nothing to do. All
right. Well,
what was the moment then, Jenny? It's 10 minutes.
I don't know.
I had something to say.
Now,
moment, it all went to shit.
Well, I mean, I think
it's
when
the motel.
If we all going
I
to
think
shit.
It's as soon as that black guy shows up. Not
whoa!
No, I didn't.
Whoa!
The gas station attendant who happened. happens to be a black guy. I'm sorry. Whoa. I did not mean that. No. That's not
and you
what
I'm
meant.
Not even going to let you explain that's your stance on that.
We're just going to accept that you're the racist.
That's where it starts going crazy and it ends with him, too.
No, you can't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm leaving.
I'm sorry. This is where you get cut
fired
off
from the internet.
Penalty box. Penalty box for 5 minutes. You don't get to talk. We're just going to berate you for being a racist now.
Oh my God.
I think as many places as this movie goes, you can. I mean, sure, it goes off into weird places. Maybe you can follow him up to that. But the place it really goes, as you say, to shit or off the rails. Is when they go to the warehouse, and in there is all the automatons taking pieces out of and studying the fucking Stonehenge.
Don't go into that final processing area right there.
Labeled
final processing. But that to me is Which where, like, them? If we could follow everything up to there.
Weird.
Sure.
I thought about World War II right then. When we were seeing it, it was like
final processing. Yes. Like, yeah.
I don't know if the connection
it's the final. It's the final
there.
Solution. Yeah. 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 Something. But when it gets to that point, that's where it gets where they reveal that it's just like, what?
They're chipping
what the
away.
Absolute hell? Like that's where it, like if you could realistically follow it, this is where it just goes.
Well, I think it's visually flat. You know, the whole idea of we're going to take a soundstage and just put a bunch of computer monitors in there
in a circle.
It'll be in a circle.
In a circle.
It'll
circle.
Eventually, and that's kind of retarded. But I mean, the concept. I mean, the couple things that I do like about that moment, I do like the idea of, like, we've harnessed some kind of ancient, forgotten magic, you know, and then we're going to use it to kill all these kids. Why? Right? I'm not entirely sold on that they had the why, but they had at least, like, that was kind of cool. And I liked Cochran's creepy lit speech where, like,
yes.
You think you know Halloween? We used to, you know, like,
yes.
Wait in our homes and have a peat fire, and the ghouls would come. You know, we had to ward them off. That's what it was, right? He was saying something about, like, the things.
It was
coming,
about how,
in our
like,
homes.
The lines were thinned, and
yeah,
the dead would, like, sit by our fire.
Yeah, they'd want into our fire so we'd appease them with the sacrifice. That's what it was, right? The hills
yeah,
ran around.
Yeah, and
the
hills ran around.
Right.
Like, hills ran with blood?
And they keep the dead away. Except the dead aren't returning. But the planets are aligned. So
the planets are aligned.
They never talk about the planets aligned. He just made that line up. He straight up made that line up.
It's a movie. They made all of it up.
I mean, the thing is if they were going to talk about the planets lining up in the early, when they showed the TV, they would have talked about, hey, man, it's going to be
They actually should have done that, right?
Yeah, right.
If you're going to have this big, like, fucking
in fucking Prince of Darkness.
Did they?
The fucking, yeah, there was an astrological occurrence. You fucking ripped that up. It was like, that was probably shit that was left out. Somehow they were talking
about
it. Yeah, but
you have to do some news story about,
that's
planets.
That's in Prince of Darkness. That happened.
Like, you have to do that. Otherwise, when you say the
totally
line,
true.
The planets are aligned, it doesn't make any fucking
sense.
Good
call, Anton, dude. Good call, bud. totally, man. There should have been some foreshadowing there.
I read something that said that this movie was written by Nigel Keane.
Quartermass.
Keel?
You
who did the sorry, not Keenan. Keel? K-E-A-L-E?
Yes.
He wrote the Quartermass movies.
Well, the Quartermass, yes.
Quartermass is a favorite of mine. They're like these Hammer movies. Even before that, but there was...
He was the original writer on the movie before.
Okay, so that was what it was? Because this is credited to Tommy Lee Wallace.
It's credited only to Tommy Lee Wallace.
But seems like that concept. Seems like, I bet that was the Nigel Keel bit.
Yes, he was the original. Yeah, he was the original writer on this. John Carpenter did a pass. Tommy Lee Wallace did a pass. He ended up, even he doesn't know how he ended up being the only sole credited writer on this movie.
They should have done more.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Well, because Carpenter is such a fan of the Quartermass movies that They Live is, Prince of Darkness is written by Carpenter using a pseudonym. It's like, it's not Martin Quartermass, is it? Yeah, it's Martin Quartermass because Bernard Quartermass was the character in the Quartermass movie. If you haven't seen those movies, I think there was a recent BBC version of it.
Didn't you freak show one of the Quatermass movies?
I think maybe we watched it. The one with I should do that one. The Quatermass and the Pits. Like, yeah, they find like
probably should.
An unexploded bomb.
Freak show that. Yeah, freak show.
At some point,
oh, it's a verb now. Freak show it.
Freak show it.
Yes.
Don't show it. Freak show it.
Don't show it. Anything to say freak show it.
Before
freak
we show.
I like that. Wait, that's a good way. Hold on. Let's copyright that. 2015.
Don't show it.
Don't show it. Freak show it. I like that.
That's good.
That is good. That's t-shirt material.
That is good. That's t-shirt material. Don't show it.
Let's talk about why show a movie when you can freak show
a movie. Yeah. Don't show it. That's t-shirt. Yeah. T-shirt. Freak show it.
Bumper stickers.
Yes.
Yeah. We're expanding, folks.
Anyway, so...
Wait, before we go to our final thoughts, where each member of the Freak Show gets to give their final thought on the movie, do we have anything to say about the music?
Talk about the end, about how the Mass Control operators are the heroes of the movie.
All right, villains.
All right, if you have time to talk about that.
Should we talk about the retarded way the movie ends?
You should.
Yes.
Oh, man, alone?
No, I mean, we get to a point where... Tom Atkins escapes the factory. Drives off with Ellie. Now finds out after they crash their car into the tree in the middle of nowhere.
Well, that's after they
a fucking robot.
That's after he takes the box of buttons and litters it.
He does. He litters it on top of all the scientists.
He starts the fucking commercial
inside the circle, which nobody can turn off for at least 30 seconds. Like, they're all sitting there pushing buttons going, how do we do this?
We were trained at this.
No, we can't turn it off. And they all get, massacred, all misfired, and all die.
Misfired. I want everybody to be clear on this.
It's the most ridiculous thing.
So a button that has, a speck of dust or a crumb of Stonehenge that can turn...
With a computer chip.
In a computer chip.
Yep.
That can turn your head into bugs. Can also misfire and shoot a laser at you.
Yes, and it does so to all the automatons working in this circle in the middle of this factory. Then, not only does it do that,
it's somehow fucking the Stonehenge comes alive.
It comes alive.
There's a fucking circle. It's alive.
There's a circle.
He fucking standing in the middle. He fucking looks at him and goes, good one. Good
one.
Yeah,
he claps. Yeah.
Good one. Good one. He claps.
Turns into a dummy. And then gets evaporated by Stonehenge. And then Stonehenge explodes for some reason. This whole 5 minutes of this movie is the most ridiculous thing I have possibly ever seen in a quote-unquote horror movie. I don't understand.
Yeah, dude.
They got into a point where they're just like, well, we have Stonehenge, fuck it, let's go with it.
Yeah, because it racks your
brain. That is like, was the circle of computers like.
Why is the circle of computers forming a circle symbol? That kills him?
Why did the power.
The rain of buttons kills all the automatons.
Why,
you've been here the whole time. What do you mean?
Yeah, where'd you go? What the fuck?
You've been listening.
The computers are somehow, they also have the chips in them.
Do they?
I don't think so. No, well, he turns on all the computers in the circle.
It's just another special magical thing that happens for convenience.
Technomancy! We'll just write it off as technomancy.
Damn you.
I'm prepared to do that, actually, because I can't figure out...
We have no other reason.
Yeah!
He's activating the buttons.
Yeah, but he, is applauding. He's happy that he's going to be...
He's like, good show,
Bond. He doesn't run away.
He could run away
and get out of Stonehenge's way. But he doesn't. He stands there between the circle of computers and Stonehenge.
He's been beaten, and it's like...
Right,
because you activate the buttons. Why are the televisions building a power?
Why did they build a power circle and then evaporate it?
Stonehenge activates.
Why?
It's like, what the fuck? Why?
Why?
Just to shoot an animatic laser at you? Or
why? I know you didn't pick this movie, but why? Answer my question.
Technomancy.
Quit saying technomancy.
I'm going to go... Okay, so the only thing that I can really come up with is probably technomancy.
I don't believe it.
No, I mean, seriously.
I call it bullshit.
I don't have... Because, I mean,
There's no answer.
The only thing that we see is, that color laser beam, right, shoots out of the fucking chip early in the movie and hits the girl in the... Yeah. The misfire.
The misfire.
Let's just explain how it turns out.
We have to sit there and go, like, well, because it was the same color blue in the circle, then the computers must have the same.
Well, why
technology.
Are the computers connecting the power?
Oh, because well, it's because like, all the monitors were showing the. You got
you
it.
Know
the monitors technomancy. Show like the yeah. technomancy.
It just doesn't make any fucking know. Sense, man. You're They're like, right. How do we end this movie? There's no building it can fall off
we need
of.
An explosion or something cool to happen.
A circle of power.
Yeah, circle of power.
A circle
it connects
power
to Stonehenge.
That, it's a circle somehow, of power.
And why was it the laser attracted to him?
But the rock,
why?
Because the
he's
rock
between.
The rock is also glowing behind him.
But, yeah, but why?
You're asking questions and with there are no answers.
Technomancy.
Well, yeah, I don't think so either. It's just like...
You're out of your element, Donnie.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. Because we can't explain this.
It's just fucking stupid.
The people who made the movie can't explain it.
And the man when he rescues the chick, she's a fucking robot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
robot the whole so time, or she became a robot once
they
abducted
her? She became a robot once they abducted
her. He had, like, planned the whole, like, I'm going to show her, or show Tom Atkins the vision, or the sorry.
And ironically, Travis even monitor. Called it. Travis even called it. Cause when he walked into the room and she's, like, strapped to the table, Travis is like, how could robot. She still be alive all this time?
What? We keep our victims alive.
I want to point
on the
out
evil tour.
That we may have forgotten about this, but early on when they're telling, they're talking about what they're going to do, their nefarious plan to like sneak into the complex line, the camera pans down, they're in the hotel room, the motel room, the camera pans down and behind the desk, there is a gigantic electronic bug.
Oh, that's right.
So their
device.
Plan was, Cochran knew the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got the whole town under
the whole town's yeah. bugged and wired.
So he knew they were coming. He knew what their game was. So he captured her, knowing that eventually that he would... That,
try to save
Dan
her.
Dan Childress, what was his fucking name? With Dr. Dan.
Chalice
would
Dr.
have to
Chalice.
Go and rescue her, and that way he would be able to
Smith.
Find the
he
boat.
His name Smith.
No, that was his pseudonym.
No,
the listener's like, what the fuck? They've seen it. You've seen it. You know what we're talking about.
I hope
you haven't seen it.
Maybe you have a better explanation for what goes on in this movie than we do. Wait, is this a good time to summon Igor?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Igor, what say you?
Come on, buddy.
Masters, the mail. I've got the mail. So many letters. Our followers are rising.
All right, and thanks, Igor.
Oh, Jesus, Igor.
I think that
I
this movie had the most viewer comments we've ever received for a movie.
Ever.
So congratulations,
only 160-something episodes in.
He's the winner. Show's
right.
over.
But done. We all retire.
To be fair, I asked a leading question. I said, we're going to be watching Halloween 3, and is it a piece of crap or an unheralded masterpiece?
This is inaccurate. This is a good question.
Brian Perry writes in and says, I hated it for not being a Michael Myers movie, but once I saw it, or but I still saw it more than once. Wacky horror fun, he said. This is all coming in from Twitter. We're at Sat Freak Show on Twitter. Phoebe Buffet says it's trash. There you go. You can't take it.
It's trash.
Christopher Davis says it's pretty bad. Lindy Librarian says
thank
it's
you,
an.
Thank you, Twitter, for these.
Says
names.
It's an unheralded masterpiece. Well, should I be using their actual Twitter names?
You need to quit making fun of fan names.
they said they're unheralded. It's an unheralded masterpiece in the same vein as Super Mario 2.
What?
Love the movie, the masks, and especially the commercial jingle. We're talking about a video game, not a movie,
yeah.
right? There's
yeah,
one
they didn't
Super
make a
Mario
sequel
movie.
To that.
Super Mario 2 is an awesome game.
Lindy also says that Silver Shamrock is the Air Jordans of Halloween masks. Robert W. Sullivan IV, I want to get that out there, Robert, says this is says that this is an unheralded masterpiece.
Oh my
classic
God.
Lines
oh,
and
yeah.
an interesting story.
The community.
Ugh.
Vernita
it's
Green.
It's ironic.
It's not.
Vernita Green, you Kill Bill, says
Vernita Green, yeah.
trash.
AKA.
And
trash, period.
Mushmouth Grande says it's unnecessary trash. I'm kind of concerned that everybody says exactly they say trash.
Because, I mean, it's garbage, sir. It belongs in the garbage.
Let me explain.
And on Facebook, where we're at facebook.com/Saturday Night Freak Show, sometimes contributor, longtime watcher.
Contributor? First time caller.
Nick Hammond.
Third
says,
time contributor.
If it wasn't titled Halloween 3, it would have been a fun little movie. But you come into the movie looking for a Michael Myers storyline, and when you don't get that, you feel misled. He loves the storyline of the movie and finds it
entertaining. Yeah, but we're 30 years beyond.
But that's about it. He's what we are now.
You just don't get over that.
I think that's the thing. I didn't get over it.
You don't get over that.
All right, so time
can
for
you get over
that? Yeah, let's wrap this
thoughts.
Up. This is the last time ever.
Me again.
I think yeah, about
I mean,
Halloween
let's,
3.
Let's talk.
I kind of agree with that because
ever?
I thought that I had seen it for the last time ever when Shout Factory put the thing out on Blu-ray. It's like, you're hearing this like the swell of the ground, swell of the tide turning. Now time has passed and we can see Halloween 3 is not a Halloween movie, but is its own thing. And it's a sci-fi horror movie that's actually pretty decent. And now that I'm sitting here and we've been talking about it, I'm like, there are some interesting qualities to the storyline of this movie. I also think that the...
I'm going to go pros and cons.
Right? I'm trying to work it out because
wait, is this a wrap up?
Yeah, this is my wrap up.
It's a movie you got to work out.
I think
finally,
I was the cinematography is like okay. It looks like a John Carpenter movie, which of course makes me wonder about like earlier John Carpenter movies. Like how much of what I like about it is. John Carpenter, and how much of it is Dean Cundey?
Bing bong.
The music, I was disappointed by because I've heard like they put it out on vinyl and it was fucking sold out. And blah blah blah.
For the
like,
fucking hipster.
There's one fucking like track that you remember. I don't even remember it. Can you do it right now? It's like no, not that one. But it's got a beat to it.
Bing 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 bing.
Which is similar to the fucking Halloween 2.
Yeah,
is the exact same thing. Like,
there's more to the Halloween 2 soundtrack, and even John Carpenter's barely involved in that because that was Alan Howarth basically playing over Carpenter's original score. Only he did it electronic. I mean, that's all that was. So then I've got we got Tom Atkins, who's a fucking movie god, right? A movie god. He's one of the few guys of the 80s. Yeah, Tom. Yeah. You were watching different movies than I was. I'm telling you, fucking Tom Atkins was... Well, I can't say he was the man because Bruce Campbell's the man. But Tom Atkins is the dude.
That sounds gross. Just
say that. Beyond that... Okay, so I think I've got the pros. The cons. The storyline doesn't make any goddamn sense. It falls into the slasher movie pattern. The reason that you don't like... early 80s slasher movies are probably the thing that you hold against slasher movies is that they have characters introduced only to be killed. They're nonsensical, annoying characters. There's scenes that take place with, like the thing with the bum, like you cut that fucking out of the movie.
No,
it doesn't need to exist.
It does. It creates community.
It does definitely fill screen time. I'll give you that. It fills screen time. The whole suspense setup at the beginning where the guy who's not our main character like runs away and escapes and then runs away again and then just collapses from exhaustion is taken to the hospital where he meets our main character. You sit back in reflection and you're like, I really didn't really get us into the movie like very quickly. It's just fucking turning its wheels because we know we've got 90 minutes at least that we have to do. Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff where I sit there going, it's a head scratcher. And you're like, I just don't get it. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand what the main plot, the goal, I guess, of the bad guy. I understand what he's doing. Yeah, because that feels like I'm going to do it just because I can. I'm a doctor, and that gives me access. I don't know what the fuck. It's a private detective movie, kind of. Yeah, he's not, but he's driven by this...
Lust.
Well, he does drink at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning or something in a bar that shows cartoons. So, I mean, there's something off about this guy.
Something I wish I could do.
So I think, I mean, I don't like this movie. You know, I mean, I'm sitting there going like, well, you know, it was, you know, this kind of unique thing, like Tom said, where I complain about most movies, where most sequels are remakes of the movie before, the one that was famous. You just basically, it's like, people want that again, so we're going to remake it and call it part two, but it's actually, it's the same fucking movie. The same basic things happen, you know, in it. This one took a chance and said, we're going to go and make a completely different thing. And now I sit back and I say that that's a bad idea, even though I would have encouraged it before. I'm like, that's a bad idea. I did probably want more Michael Myers or something. Maybe not. Maybe I just wanted something better than this. Maybe in an alternate world, they gave us a Halloween 3 where they're like, we're going to go out and make this anthology thing. And it was Trick or Treat, right?
Yeah.
And they made like a story and you're like, this is pretty good. And then you have like another one in Halloween 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. The Rob Zombie ones never happened.
Never happened. Yeah, this is back to the future alternate timeline shit.
Yeah, could have been.
What could have been?
So, but I think this movie that they made, not successful. I think, and I'm saying not like financially. I know it wasn't, but I'm just saying as a movie, I think it fails. Tommy Lee Wallace went on to do the TV version of it.
He did.
I do like that.
I do like that. Yeah.
So he at least got something. He did Tommyknockers?
No. Okay. No, he did not.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with pass on Halloween 3. You can live your life with that. Just go Halloween 1, 2. Skip over that to 4.
4, 5.
And you're good. Tom.
Well, I mean, so when you people sit around and complain about sequels and trilogies and stuff like that, not being original, look back on Halloween 3. And go, oh yeah, Halloween 3. They tried something new. It sucked. They tried something new. It broke the mold. I give them credit. But it did ultimately suck. This movie, it had technomancy going for it. Yeah! I like that. I thought that was cool. It's... For those of you uninformed, it's technology combined with magic. Sweet. Not done that often. Interesting. This movie could have been a Bond movie, for crying out loud. I if Tom Atkins had been, you know, they reworked the plot a little bit more, it could have been an awesome Bond movie. They had some certain elements going on there. But it's not... I hardly say this is a horror movie. I actually, like, it's not scary at all. It's kind of annoying. The plot is all over the place. It's a disgrace, really. It's ultimately a disgrace. The people who think that this movie is, like, a forgotten classic and a gem...
Brain damage.
Those people are the hipsters. They're hipsters. That's what they are. They're hipsters. They're the little people that like seek out the, you know.
They seek out VHS. Tom. Yeah. Like, we gotta have VHS.
Yeah. So they're hipsters, and the hipsters like this movie. This movie really sucks. It's awful. And do not watch it. Ignore it at all costs. I'm not a fan of horror movies, so that doesn't really help me much either. So,
well, you didn't watch one,
yeah, but it's not a horror movie.
So this is not a horror movie, and I'm not a fan of it either under that circumstances. When people say it's a forgotten trash, it belongs in the trash. Chuck it in the trash. Don't watch it. Ignore it. That's it.
Yeah, dude. This is. I remember watching the Halloween series when I was about like 15 or something.
You're gonna say 4. Four.
At the age of 4, my mother sat me down in a locked room. But in as much as I've watched, all the other Halloween movies time and time again. This is probably the third time I've seen this, you know? And this is probably the first time I, like, was awake in the whole movie. You know? Out of the three times, this fucking movie is boring, dude. It is Tom Atkins on a phone just being like, what'd you find out? Yeah?
He's on a phone a lot.
Marines.
A lot, dude.
Marines.
It's ridiculous. It's just, yeah, dude, I mean, like I said, you say Season of the Witch, you look at the cover, you got this cool painting or whatever of this weird, like, witchy face that I can imagine is the witch mask.
Yeah.
And you got, like, a little, you know, you got a font that's, like, kind of spooky-ish. Little kids.
Metallic.
And just, like, this movie is designed for, like, nothing to happen. It's designed to be, like, wait till the ending. Wait till the ending. What do we do till the ending? I guess they could, like, go to a motel? And then, take, like, a tour of the factory? Yeah, they go, like, on one of those factory tours. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, and it is, like, a weird mix of, like, almost like a Stepford Wives.
The bag of the box shows them trick or treating. They actually don't really trick or treating.
Yeah, this movie's not Halloween-y at all.
Technically, they're trick or treating at the gas station, which actually happens in the movie.
Yeah, it does happen at the movie because you trick or treat at gas stations.
Right there.
We know you have candy in there. Give us one. Fucking Halloween, motherfucker.
They do.
It's just, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's just like an uninteresting movie in itself. I mean, not even as a horror movie, or just, it's just a bland fucking movie. Nothing happens. No one has anything interesting to say. No one has any cool stories they're telling. It's just like, turn the lights on, roll camera, just sit on the bed and do something.
Be attacked by this severed arm.
This is a 10-minute scene, so just make it last,
that
people. Make it last.
There is, like, slightly really got desperate in that last scene.
This scene has to be at least 5 minutes, guys.
They got desperate in that last scene. They're just like, all right, you knock her head off. Then what happened? Oh, the arm that was on the door. That'll attack you. And then
we can
attack you again.
And we can, like, dig the hole in the ground and just put her hand up here. And, it's a fucking $5 effect. You know what I mean? And to go, I mean, I think the reason it's such a bastard of a concoction is the idea that Halloween 1 and 2 are not just like, oh, they're horror movies. I mean, those are like two of the fucking best horror movies ever made. And then you don't just like, whoop, you just drop it. You're just like, fuck. Between whoever, they couldn't think of one other good idea. They just went with probably the first thing that came to their minds, right? And since it's a part three, I mean, they never fucking give a budget to a part three, you know? Because it's just like, oh, well, you know, the whole idea that when you make a part two, your profit decreases by like half or you know, whatever. So the idea is to keep making every sequel. It's like sequels are almost like a dumb idea, right? You're going to, like, screw yourself into a bad movie eventually, because if you're always trying to make the next one on the cheap to account for the loss in profits due to its sequel, all you're going to do is, like, one day not get, like, Jason X. One day you're not going to give anybody any money to make a movie, and you're still going to make that movie.
Travis is taking the mathematical route to why this was a bad movie.
The movie failed because, for other reasons other than, like, well, we didn't fucking even try.
Yeah, we didn't give it money.
I think on the big budget stuff now, though, it's the other way around. You make more money on the sequel than you do. Like Batman, or The Dark Knight made a lot more than Batman Begins. You had to set up Batman Begins.
Right,
but those are the big Hollywood movies. Those are the big, you know, that's like a different beast altogether, right? Yeah. With cheap horror movies.
Saw would be the equivalent of this, right?
Continuations.
Yeah, so it's just a fucking horrible movie. It's just detestable. It's boring.
Detestable.
That's why, like I said, I
want to pick out, like,
I agree with Tom.
Detestable.
People that like this are just going against the grain, man. They're just like, it's awesome because bad movies are awesome or something. It's just like,
everybody hates it, but this one is mine.
It's like Manos, the Hands of Fate, or just any of those type of movies where it's just like, I'm going to choose this horrible movie that's fucking detestable, and I'm just going to love it. Just for the...
No.
I mean, I think everybody has theirs, though, so not to be so, like, one-sided. Everybody's got their horrible movie that they fucking like, shut up, I don't care.
Puppet Master.
No, come on, dude. Puppet Master's only sold millions of toys and fucking comics and, like, come on, that's there's not... There's don't compare the Puppet Master crowd to the Halloween crowd, sir, because you fucking lose.
I didn't mean to bring this up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I don't recommend anybody view this movie. Just let's forget about it. It goes Halloween 1, 2, 4. If someone says why, just be like,
trust me.
Sometimes you don't ask why. Sometimes you just go to 4 and you're like, the Return of Michael Myers. Woohoo! Why, Michael? Why? So, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, this movie can be summed up in one word. Irrelevant.
Oh, shit. Woo! That's, like, worse than any, yeah.
And then the tagline for Halloween That's 4 should have been, the Return of Michael Myers, thank fucking God.
I mean, it was all that besides thank fucking God, but yes.
This movie, it just... I don't even like horror movies, and I wish Michael Myers was in this movie, just because it wasn't good. Yeah, I'm sorry, Sean. I'm not trying to be mean, but...
Oh, he doesn't like the movie, guys.
Yeah, it's just... I don't even get it. It's completely irrelevant to the series. It doesn't even make sense. To the Michael Myers series, well, I just don't even...
They thought Halloween was going to become like a Twilight Zone.
Right.
Or a Tales from the Crypt. We're going to introduce...
Yeah. Anthology stories.
But I don't think you can do that after 2 movies.
Right. Not after 2 stories that are successful in this mythology you've constructed around this character. And then they decide to veer off of that.
They didn't even show him. They were playing the movie in the movie.
They didn't even show Michael Myers. This is what we could do.
This is the real world.
Yeah. What did they call it? The Immortal Classic.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Halloween.
Played it in the movie. They didn't even show him. Yeah. I don't recommend this movie. Pass.
Thumb down.
Pass. Oh, I brought this movie in because, yes, there is a growing community that does like this movie for a reason.
They're hipsters.
I mean, for whatever reason it may be, but even looking at this movie as just its own movie, separate from a series, which it is probably forever going to be associated with, obviously, because of its title, it can't get away from that. But looking at it separately, solo, as its own thing, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't, there's not enough. I think I agree with people that are accepting of this movie because it just does different and weird shit. And I don't agree with that. Like, I think your movie has to.
Exactly.
This movie. It follows a path, and then it just veers the fuck off of it, and I don't understand what people are getting from this movie. I don't understand why people like this movie.
People's reaction.
I think after this long, and I really think this, that people are really do accept this movie because it veers off of, like, oh, this is something that people hate. And because it veers off of this series of movies that is so beloved, and it really is, that people are just like, oh, it's the black sheep of the family. I'm going to accept it to, you know, like, oh, I love this movie. That's why I'm, I'm unique. I like what this has to offer. Like, just because it doesn't have Michael Myers, just because it doesn't have anything that the rest of the series has. And I, after watching this again, I don't agree with that. Like, this movie doesn't make sense. Like, it does some weird shit. Like, and I'm all for movies, like, doing weird shit. Like, you know, but this does weird shit that doesn't make sense anywhere. Like, fucking Stonehenge comes out of nowhere.
the circle of power at the end that kills Colonel Cochran.
Because it tries to make you think that those computers are made in a, like a certain way that's supposed to be like a symbol. It's creating a symbol of power, but it's like...
And then it connects to the Stonehenge, and then he's in the middle, and then it fucking kills him. And it's like, it doesn't... No. Like, I would... this might be the last time I ever watch this movie.
Burn it.
Throw it in the trash! Because it does nothing.
It's just not a movie.
Isn't it ironic that the only reason that we're talking about it at all, like, imagine a world where Tommy Lee Wallace made a movie called Season of the Witch, produced by John Carpenter, and it came out, right? But it wasn't titled Halloween
3. No, but it would be the same exact movie?
But the same exact movie.
It's still horrible.
But we wouldn't even be talking about it. It would have come out, we would have said it was shit, and then it would have gone away.
But well, I don't know. You always run into, like, The Hand. You know what I mean?
I suppose, right?
Movies like The Hand. And
but
it would
be like, ooh, John Carpenter at one point produces, like, pretty awful movie.
No, you know, I think the associations with it are what keep this movie alive. It's what keeps this movie alive.
It's just because it's part of the Halloween.
It's because it is. It's because it's the black sheep of the family.
Like,
I want
it to be expunged, but I keep having to fucking
It's because
deal
it's associated
it's a
with
a family member.
Big. It really is. It's a family member. It has the associations with what has become, even if John Carpenter had made Halloween 1 and 2 and then just gone, it faded into footnote. Like, he has gone on, it's John Carpenter. He's John Carpenter, God damn it. 8 more days till Halloween. But, I mean, it's John Carpenter. Like, this many years on, John Carpenter is you know, John Carpenter is John Carpenter. And because this, I mean, he is, whether you follow that or not, but his name is associated with this movie. And a lot of people are associated with this movie, and it just... And associated with a series that, to me,
John Carpenter didn't write most of his own script.
Well, I'm sure. Right? But aside from that, but like, it's associated, it really is associated with a series that I love to death. Like, I love Halloween. Like, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, and so on. Like, I love this series. I don't know why people hang on to this movie or why people are embracing it years later. It makes no sense. There's no...
The threes are always the worst, right? Hellraiser 3, Child's Play 3.
But it doesn't... There's nothing to come back to. I think people who hang on to this are just grasping at something that nobody else will embrace and taking it on as their own. And I don't agree with
They're
that. Like,
champion.
Maybe it's something else to embrace...
Just to piss their parents.
maybe. Like, I'm gonna,
they're just,
like,
being antisocial
and
like, I like it.
Right. Even if you don't, like, I'm gonna embrace the rest of the series and exclude this one. I don't understand the love of this movie. The growing love. Like, it's not a good movie.
It's ironic, dude. Like, Troll 2,
even if it's not ironic, it's misplaced love.
It's misplaced.
Like, there's
because you don't realize you're... Like, the people that watch Beavis and Butthead that talk like Beavis and Butthead, they don't realize they're doing it. They're just that fucking, like, warped that they're just like, no, man.
There's
I really like it.
True.
No, there's a reason... People are claiming this for their own, but for reasons that I don't understand.
So they can have something on their own,
yeah,
right?
To be something on their own.
I don't want to share it with people.
I don't agree with that. Like, I don't agree with your decision. No, this will be the last time, if I can help it, the last time I watch this movie.
Because you own it on Blu-ray.
It does.
This replay.
Yeah, I
go get some store credit.
But I get nothing from this movie. It does nothing for me. It fulfills no, like, oh, I want to see this scene again, or I want to see this again, or like, there's parts of this movie I appreciate. Like, I like the soundtrack. Like, I like that synth music, that 80s synth music. Like, that'll do it for me. But I can get that also from other movies.
Yeah, or anything.
I can get that from anything else.
The cover looks cool.
I mean, yeah, but that's going to draw me back to this movie. But there's nothing in this movie that will bring me back to it. I can't... nothing is fulfilled for me. I can't go back to this. I can't recommend it. I don't know why... Why someone would go back to this. I've asked people that I know who like this movie.
We don't understand that either, Sean. I don't know why.
Why do we?
But I've asked people who, like, why you like
this
movie.
We told you.
And they can't give me a clear reason. Like, I came here tonight. I brought this movie in to clarify this for myself. if nobody else, like, why is this a growing thing?
Leave
why
us
is
out there, of your
why is there,
human experience.
No, you will all be a part of it as long as you are associated with
yeah,
me.
I'm going to make show. You watch the Chipmunk
Freak
movie,
Show.
The
you
original
know,
one.
If you are brave enough to bring it on, I will watch it, but I don't think you
He's
are.
He's going to make you watch, like, My Little Pony stuff and
no,
make you understand.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. Whatever it's going to be, my vengeance will be swift.
I don't think people who like this for whatever reasons actually like this for whatever reason.
Because they're hipsters.
I can't do it. I'll probably, unless someone forces me to, I'll never revisit this movie.
Yeah,
it doesn't give me anything.
I hope someone does, too. God damn it.
You're like, I thought
one
I
One more
done,
time.
And then
one more
made
time.
Me watch it.
Yeah, yeah, like I said, it's been 20 years.
I was over at someone's house, and they're like, we're watching fucking Halloween 3, and I was like, oh, shit, dude.
My friend said, why?
Yeah. The nonsensicalness of
it.
Turns
next
me
year,
off.
Just see Colin kid. Make that face.
And I can't recommend it. So, but shit. Hey, you know what? Hey, if the kid goes through it and then has to see it to finally realize that he doesn't like it, I'm for that. But
see,
like,
there you go. You're gonna watch it again somewhere within the next like 40 years.
Within 40 years, sure, I'll watch it again. I'll agree with that. But
it's coming back
on my own accord, I'll never watch this.
It's like a bad case of the herpes.
I'm
am I right?
I'm done with this movie.
But it always has a flare up.
I'm even done talking about it.
Yep. All right. So that's Halloween 3. That's five no's.
That's a no.
You should stay away from this movie, folks. Next week, we're going to watch my pick. We're going to autopsy The Lords of Salem, the Rob Zombie movie for Halloween. And until then, the basement is going dark.